Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Round two of the Democrats' presidential debate. We've got the story.
Fatal traffic accident in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
An explosion and fire claims the life of one man in Butler County. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another warm and muggy start to the day with hot and humid conditions this afternoon. How warm do we get? Our forecast is coming up.
10 more Democratic candidates took the stage for round two of the first Democratic 2020 debate in Miami Thursday night on NBC. Former Vice President Joe Biden was among those discussing climate change.
We built the largest wind farm in the world, the largest solar energy facility in the world. We drove down the price, competitive price of both of those renewable sources. I would immediately insist that we, in fact, build 500,000 recharging stations throughout the United States of America, working with governors, mayors, and others.
Other major topics discussed during the debate were health care and education.
A fatal traffic crash took place in South Wichita about 12:45 this morning. First responders were called to the 2300 block of West MacArthur. A truck reportedly struck a tree and caught fire. One person dead, another injured.
And a man is dead following a fire in El Dorado.
It happened around 1 Thursday afternoon in the 3300 block of West Towanda. El Dorado Fire Chief Joe Haig tells KSN News, it was a volatile scene as they worked to bring the fire under control.
We began to start the attack. There were several explosions that occurred on the inside, and it hampered firefighting efforts because of the explosions and the heat.
The man's name has not been released. The fire marshal is working to determine a cause for the blaze. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Fire damaged a West Wichita apartment complex yesterday afternoon at the Aspen Park Apartments, 8400 block of West Central, near Central and Ridge. Fire Chief Tammy Snow says when crews arrived, flames were coming off a second-floor balcony.
The fire did spread up into the attic area. It's a common attic, so it began to run the attic and also then impinged upon the adjacent apartment.
There were no injuries. However, as many as 32 residents were displaced. Electricians had to make sure the rest of the building was safe before turning the power back on.
And fire damaged a house in South Wichita last night, 800 block of South Topeka. Firefighters reported seeing flames coming from an upstairs bedroom window as they arrived. No one was in the home at the time of the blaze, which remains under investigation.
Lawmakers have passed a bipartisan bill addressing the humanitarian crisis on the southern border.
A $4.5 billion humanitarian aid package now goes to President Trump for his signature after the House approved it 305 to 102. It was quite a battle, with the House trying to force negotiations with the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell held firm, noting the bill passed 84-8 in the Senate, and it was bipartisan, negotiated by Republican Richard Shelby and Democrat Patrick Leahy.
The United States Senate is not going to pass a border funding bill that cuts the money for ICE and the Department of Defense. It's not going to happen.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Again this year, the Wichita Police Department and the Wichita Fire Department will partner to enforce the city's fireworks ordinances during the 4th of July holiday. Last year, it was one officer teaming up with one firefighter. Police Captain Lem Moore says this year, an extra officer will be added to each patrol.
Pretty much everything's going to be the same, except that we're going to have two officers to assist in those violators that decide to get aggressive and that are overly rude and start moving into criminal activity against the firefighters that's out there doing the duty.
Wichita Deputy Fire Chief Stuart Bevis says fireworks may be set off from now through July 5th from 10 a.m. through midnight daily.
Any fireworks that go farther than 6 feet are illegal. You know, the city of Wichita is a fairly tight and dense urban area. And that's why I believe this law was enacted. And that hasn't changed. That's been the same for over 20 years. But anything that goes over 6 feet, anything that says shoots flaming balls, anything that shoots up in the air, those are all illegal.
Police officers and firefighters will be partnered in marked police patrol cars looking for violations. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Team USA with a huge soccer match today at the World Cup. We will have a preview coming up in sports.
And police in Colorado now citing a dozen people for a fight at a youth baseball game. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday. City crews have been cleaning up in Derby after a recent storm. The National Weather Service says it was not a tornado, but very powerful straight-line winds that hit the town south of Wichita. Derby City Manager Kathy Sexton tells KNSS News.
I think the folks in Derby don't really care what you call it. They just know it's a mess. and it's tree mess, mostly, and big old trees that just break your heart. That some of them are uprooted, they're laying on top of houses, some of them.
Kathy Sexton, our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Changes are coming to some political tweets.
You may have to click an extra step in order to see President Trump's next tweet. That's because beginning today, Twitter says that any tweets that they say violate the service's rules but come from important sources will have a warning message before you can view the actual tweet. In the past, Twitter had exempted public figures from many of its normal rules, saying that their messages were more significant. Among some topics or words that may give a tweet a warning message before being able to view it include talking about war or what Twitter may deem hate speech. Mike Unselman, Fox News.
Police in Colorado are citing a dozen people for a fight at a youth baseball game.
11 adults and a 16-year-old were cited for disorderly conduct after a brawl erupted during a game between teams of 7-year-olds on June 15th. Lakewood police saying the fight began when parents and coaches argued over calls by a 13-year-old umpire. Cell phone video shows parents storming the field and throwing punches. Authorities released video of the fight on social media, asking the public for help identifying those involved. A police spokesman saying tips flowed in almost immediately. The Bear Creek Junior Sports Association apologized and canceled the rest of the season for both teams. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
7:10 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for the KNSS Steve and Ted Secret Sound. Here it is for today. And I think you know what that is. We're going to play it again at 7:20 and 7:40 this morning and give you a couple of clues at that time. Then at 7:50... 750, call us at 869-1330. If you think you know what the secret sound is, you could win two large five-topping pieces of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Ha! Secret sound coming up this hour. 7:10 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Wait a minute. Let's do traffic with Chad Chambers first. Go ahead, Chad.
I've got some heavy traffic this morning in just a couple of places. Up there around the North Junction, especially on I-235, we've got some heavy traffic this morning. And also this morning out there on West Kellogg, a couple of places of heavy traffic, especially eastbound. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, huh?
Yeah, copy and paste forecast, though, so not too much change there.
Well, thank you, Ron L. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Man, Steve, you made my heart stop a little bit because we know every now and again, you know, we do have problems where something might drop out or fall off. Wow. Man, I was about to hang up and redial, so it's a good thing you got back on the phone that quickly.
No,
All right, let's go ahead and get on to the forecast before I go on to another tangent. Mostly sunny skies today, breezy winds, but not expecting them to be as gusty as yesterday. Out of the southwest at 8 to 18. Now, that southerly breeze, though, not really giving us all that much relief because things are already pretty humid out there now, and then we're just going to heat all the way up to 95 now that the sun is up, feeling more like the triple digits once we're well into the afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight, down to 73. Another steamy start to our Saturday morning. South wind at 5 to 15. And then really seeing the exact same thing tomorrow. South winds at 8 to 18, high of 94, and lots of sunshine. We're going to do the same thing all over again to close out the weekend. Into the start of next week, I just want to mention we are going to have the chance for maybe a couple of showers or storms to make a return. But so far, it's only about a 10 to 20% chance, so still not necessarily looking likely. And then even into the 4th of July, it still looks like our cooler days only getting down to 90 degrees. So if you're looking for anything of a cool down, not really expecting all that much. We're really just going to have to continue to be patient out there, but at least we won't have to worry about keeping an eye to the sky. Right now, 75 degrees. Not really seeing too much cloud cover. Good amounts of sunshine already. South wind at 12. A little bit of a breeze out there. Dew point of 70 degrees, though, so that's what's making the air feel like you could really just kind of slice through it right now.
What about for 4th of July fire danger? Because the fireworks are going to be going off. Going to be pretty dry,
yeah, and
I think.
Yeah, it should be pretty dry, especially during the evening hours. And I think I was talking about this not all that long ago. I know a lot of people, you know, getting this nice break from the rain, definitely enjoying it. But, you know, we live in that part of the country where we can easily go from too much rain to too little. And then we start to get into those very, very dry conditions where, yeah, even setting off fireworks could definitely pose some danger, you know, not just to people, but to the vegetation out there where we could potentially get some of those wildfires out there.
All right. Thank you, Ron L. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. And we've been talking about the fireworks rules that we have here in the city of Wichita. Thought we might bring in the Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Daniel Wegner this morning, talk about the county. Good morning, Daniel. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Have you already gone out and bought your cherry bombs and M80s? Are you ready to go, Rob?
I'm going to put that off for a little while, I think.
Okay. Well, we kind of know what the rules are in Wichita. Nothing over 6 feet high and so forth. But what about out in Sedgwick County? Are they any different? What are the rules there?
Yeah, out in Sedgwick County, pretty much anything that is legal in the state of Kansas. So that means no bottle rockets, no M80s, and no sky lanterns. So what you can buy out in the stands in the second-class cities and stuff around Sedgwick County are legal. Just make sure that it's rated as a 1.4 gram firework. The 1.3s, of course, are your commercial fireworks that the normal citizens aren't allowed to use.
All right. And what about, I know I ask this every year, what about sparklers? Sparklers are legal, but those are probably the most dangerous firework there is.
They're kind of interesting. Yeah, they are legal. They're actually a novelty. But, they burn around 1,200 degrees, so they're super, super hot. So if you are going to play with sprinklers or sparklers, be careful with them. And, you know, we do hand them to our little kids to twirl around and stuff, but they can burn, and it is burning metal. So I ask people to be really careful and think about what they're doing when they've got sparklers. And when they're done with them, put them in a bucket of water to make sure that metal rod gets cooled off.
You know, Dan, it occurs to me the county's big. I mean, there's a lot of square miles out there, and I'm sure there are going to be some violations of these rules and so forth. But is there any way you can actually patrol or do anything like that? Or do you just go out and do spot checks? How do you enforce it, if you enforce it, Dan?
Actually, the communities that sell the fireworks are responsible for regulating the shooting of the fireworks and what's being shot in their communities. In the unincorporated areas, if there's complaints of fireworks or there's a fire and injury, then we get called out to investigate it. But, yeah, we're typically not going out patrolling, looking for illegal fireworks. But if we do spot stuff that shouldn't be fired, we will stop in and visit the people and see what's going on.
You know, and we were talking with you probably heard us talking with Ron L. Williams from Storm Tracker 3 there about the dry conditions. And as a firefighter, if you've got any experience, you know that those grass fires, those brush fires, those can be awfully dangerous for the firefighters, can't they?
Yes. I mean, it gets hot. It gets humid. It's hard on our people. Right now, you know, the years past, it's been pretty wet. And so we've been very fortunate and haven't had a lot of fires or incidents with fireworks. But right now, it is starting to dry off. And we've got quite a bit of standing wheat still out in Sedgwick County. I mean, we're still a farming area. So that's kind of got my attention as I'm watching harvest move on. Firework sales, of course, started yesterday. And so people have started shooting fireworks. So I'm a little watchy about what's going on and how dry things get. Hopefully it'll still be moist and we won't have to deal with a lot of grass fires.
Oh yeah, and when you're doing fighting a field fire in this part of the state, one of the things you've got to be cognizant of on that truck is where is that wind, how is it blowing, in what direction, because the wind can be your worst enemy out there on a field of fire, can't it?
Absolutely. It's going to drive the fire, and then of course, you know, we don't have the large acreage, you know, you have out in western Kansas. So, you know, we get into residential areas or houses and barns a lot quicker than they're going to get out in these rural areas. But yeah, the wind will definitely drive it. So if we got a 15-mile-an-hour plus wind going, it can push that fire very quickly.
And change directions, too. Dan, listen, you and all your fellow and firefighters, good luck to you, because I know you're probably going to be a little busy here over the next few days, and we appreciate your work, and thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it, Dan.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and everybody have a great 4th of July.
Yeah, you bet. All right, that's Sedgwick County Fire Marshal. That's Fire District 1, Daniel Wegner, with us this morning, talking about the county and what their rules are, the same as the state's. And again, the rule is each city, shoot them where you buy them. That's the whole thing about it. So now we're... I think we've covered all the fireworks, the city and the county this morning. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Today is Friday, June 28th. We had another partly cloudy, muggy day across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees. The normal high for the date is 90. And the record high yesterday, Ted, every year we get into this, and I have to, because I remember the year 1980 was...
No doubt.
Oh, yep. What a terrible summer. On June 28th, 1980... The temperature was 109.
Yeah, and it was about that temperature every day.
Almost every day.
40 or 50 days in a row.
For a long, long time. So that was back in 1980, but 94, possibly 96 for a high today. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Got our eyes on the World Cup Women's Soccer Tournament. We're down to the quarterfinals and a huge matchup today for the United States taking on the host nation, France. Now, during the last 2 years, Steve, the Team USA has played 50 times. They've only lost once.
Wow.
I didn't realize against France.
France.
Yep. Yeah. They lost 3-1 to France back in January. In fact, the last three meetings against France, Team USA has not won. They have a record of 0-1-2. We'll see how these teams match up. The United States and France Women's World Cup. That'll be at 2 o'clock this afternoon, played in Paris. Major League Baseball last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks going to San Francisco, beat the Giants 5-1. Left fielder for the Diamondbacks, former Wichita wingnut David Peralta, 2-for-3, including his 23rd double of the season. He is tied for fourth in the major leagues this year in doubles. Got a .356 on base percentage.
Wow.
Former wingnut David Peralta there. The Arizona Diamondbacks back-to-back wins. They are two games behind a wild card spot. We go into the second half of the season. The Greater Wichita Sports Banquet was held last night, Hyatt Hotel downtown. The Buster Posey National Collegiate Catcher of the Year Award was handed out to Adley Rutschman from Oregon State, a guy that was drafted number one overall in the Major League Baseball draft this month. And he just signed an $8 million signing bonus with the Baltimore Orioles. And then he comes to Wichita last night and gets the National Collegiate Catcher of the Year Award bestowed at the Greater Wichita Sports Banquet last night. We got racing this weekend. Kansas International Dragway in Mays tonight and tomorrow night. Horsepower on the Plains. 81 Speedway's got racing this weekend with racing tonight and tomorrow night. Mods and sprints tomorrow night at 81 Speedway. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Gunnar Trautwein. The former Shocker catcher is in single A with the Chicago White Sox. Gunnar went 2-for-4 yesterday, drove in a run. In his last nine games, he's batting .371. The former Shocker catcher, Gunnar Trautwein, on a hot tear right now in single A with the White Sox. Kansas City Royals will spend the weekend in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. Start the second half of the season as the Royals make their only visit to Toronto this season for a four-game series. Games 6 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, noon on Sunday. You can listen to all those Royals-Blue Jays games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Time for the secret sound with Steve and Ted. And here it is this morning. All right, we got a clue for you. This is a machine. We're going to play the secret sound a couple more times here in the 7 o'clock hour. Then at 7:50 this morning, if you think you know what it is, give us a call at 869-1330. And you could correctly, if you correctly identify it, you get two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Steve and Ted's secret sound. Ooh. Time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
There you go.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:22 coming up. The Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, the Supreme Court and census and gerrymandering questions. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.